Note, for instance, the folly of bringing ideals too much into the daily life. It is childish, like a baby insisting on its new toy at mealtimes and taking it to bed. Never use an ideal as a standard, and avoid any that reflect upon your conduct. The extremist decorative people refrain from enamelling their kettles, and my cook, though a born lady, does not wear her silk dress in the kitchen. Ideals are the full dress of the soul. A businessman, for instance, who let visions of reverend Venetian and Genoese signors interfere with his agile city movements, who, to carry out our comparison, draped his mind with these things, would be uncommonly like a bowler in a dressing gown. Then an ideal, we are also told, is an elevating influence in life, but unless one is very careful, one may get hoist with one's own petard to a pitiful transitory soar above common humanity. The soar itself is not unpleasant, but the sequel is sometimes disagreeable. To show how an ideal may trip up an inexpert mortal, take that man Javers and his wife. She also had an ideal husband, which was, indeed, a kind of bigamy, and her constant...